what people don't realise is that when you talk about mine action, people often think of traditional clearance. And actually, there's five pillars, one of which is risk education, which is basically trying to raise the awareness to reduce the likelihood of affected civilian populations having accidents that are related to explosive hazards or explosive threats. Specifically, obviously, today on World Radio Day, it's great to be able to talk about this. Radio has been a great media outlet for us, especially in emergencies. In the emergency context, you can reach more people. I mean, I'm sure you know the statistics on the number of people that have radios compared to televisions or access to print media. Specifically, there's a few, really, but South Sudan, we had a great success story. After the fighting and the re-emergence of the conflict in July last year, UNMASS was able to use Radio Moriah to send messaging to the local population, basically safety messaging about not touching things, and also to provide a 24-hour hotline, which then linked into the ability to go and clear those areas. Mm.
And I think the point about, I mean, personally speaking, and I don't know about you, Dr. Gaya Gamiwagi from the World Health Organization, who's also listening to this conversation, but for me, radio is just one of those wonderful media. It's just so reactive, and it doesn't need, for one thing, if you've ever done TV, it doesn't need makeup or lighting or anything else. So I don't know, how do you find it, Dr. Gaya? What was your experience with your work with Ebola and Zika awareness raising?
Well, I think it's a really important point. And personally, the older I get, the more I love radio, just for exactly the reasons that you said. But really, speaking seriously, I work in managing epidemics and pandemics, and I work with a big team in WHO. And we have really found that radio is increasingly the channel of choice, not just for getting messages out about risks, about how people can protect themselves from Ebola or Zika or other diseases, but really it's a platform for engagement. An example would be this time last year on World Radio Day 2016, we worked with the International Federation of Red Cross, Red Crescent Societies, and UNESCO, and together we developed three radio spots on Zika, because Zika was really on the rise then. There was a lot of fear about the effect on unborn babies. And just a few statistics for you to show you how powerful this was. So we put this up on the three radio spots in four languages, so English, Spanish, French, and Portuguese. And Radio Web Brazil picked this up. There were 450 radio stations just in Brazil who downloaded this. So basically 394 cities, and they reached 53.6 million people who were at risk of getting Zika. 20,000 radio stations in the American continent, in the Americas, picked this up. So this was absolutely tremendous. But it didn't stop there. It allowed for conversations to continue well beyond our messaging. We did three, one on Zika, how to protect from the mosquito. We did one especially for pregnant women, and one on managing rumors and misinformation. So this is just one example of an incredible outreach, but with very little work, because three agencies collaborated.
Well, I hope we can do the same. It sounds like we're going to have our work cut out to do that. But the point is that radio is accessible, and it also builds up a relationship with your listeners. So that's something that you can't pass up, shouldn't pass up. And I should say, too, that audio streaming is becoming one of the most used and in-demand products around. What do you think about that, Dr. Gamiwagi?
Yeah, I mean, just a couple of things. I think there's so much technology. There's videos, there's social media. But really, we have to understand that many, many people who are most at risk of diseases or other risks really live in places they don't have access to broadband. They cannot stream video. So audio is really, really the media of choice. Then the second thing is, there's a lot of research during Ebola and afterwards that show radio is the most trusted media.